Let's see what's happening in the world of entertainment. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane is with us. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Now, Sister Act 3, In the Wind. I can't remember. I saw Sister Act. Was Sister Act 2 any good or was it not? Because sometimes, you know, sequels can be a wee bit dodgy.
I would say it was all right. It's a bit hard to remember now, isn't it? But yeah, yes. I think it did all right. But yeah, it's been 30 years since the original one first sort of come onto the scene. So it has been some time, but it does appear that Sister Act 3 is in the works, according to Whoopi Goldberg, anyway, that is. I suspect that maybe she's just put this out there to try and make it happen, maybe. But she was on The Tonight Show with James Corden overnight, where she was asked about the particular movie franchise because he's a massive Sister Act fan. And she basically said that for a long time, it was believed that nobody really wanted to see a third movie, but she believes that now that may not necessarily be the case and people do want to see it happen. And she just more or less said that they're trying to figure out how they can get the gang back together and do a third movie. They did actually get back together not too long ago, back in 2017, on some of the cast on her show or the talk show. She's on The View. They reunited to celebrate the show, but this would be a third movie that we're talking about. But yeah, we'll wait and see what happens.
Okay. Do you reckon it might be a bit of superannuation, you know? From her perspective.
That's often the case with some of these actors or musicians, but I'm not too sure. She's doing all right for herself at the moment in terms of work and the like, but we'll wait and see what happens. I think maybe she's just sort of putting some feelers out there, perhaps.
To paraphrase the very famous line in the Blues Brothers, we're getting the band back together. Well, that's certainly the case with AC/DC. We've had the new single up on our Facebook page. I reckon it's fantastic, and particularly with Brian Johnson back. I mean, I know there'll never be another Bon Scott, but to me, it didn't sit with Axl Rose singing lead vocals with them. So it's great to see them coming back and a bit more news on the album.
Yes, that's right. That shot single that you're just talking about there, Shot in the Dark, that was released on Wednesday, that's doing remarkably well too. It's number one on the iTunes single charts at the moment. It was in third spot yesterday, so doing really, really well, as you would expect it to do after the band's released music after such a long time of being out of the charts. But news, in a sense, confirmation on the album that is coming out soon. We all suspected that it would be called Power Up. We talked about that last week. That is the case. But we got some more details on Wednesday when they released that single that it will be coming out on the 13th of November, so about a month's time. There will be 12 tracks on that particular album, and it will be available in various formats on vinyl, CD, and for digital download as well. So about a month or so to go until we can get that full album. But much like the single that Shot in the Dark single that came out on Wednesday, it's very much on point, on brand, and AC/DC, you know, you recognise that it's AC/DC as soon as you hear it.
And sometime in the not-too-distant future, I'd reckon there'll be a tour announced as well.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, CAC. Now, I'm not talking about something that, you know, I got a bit of CAC on me shoe. No, Kerri-Anne Kennelly, she just doesn't go away. She obviously got the old flickeroony off 10, but got some other stuff lined up now.
She does. So she's set to make her debut in musical theatre. She's been cast and are confirmed to be involved in the musical Pippin, which is opening in Sydney in November. It's the first big musical to open up in Sydney, and I think around the world as well, after the COVID-19 pandemic. It was done many, many years ago. It's an old musical, Pippin, and it's been on Broadway for some time, but she'll now be appearing in that particular production. It's sort of has a circus acrobatic theme, and she will be up on a trapeze bar or a bar way up in the sky, about 30 feet up in the air, with no harness, no safety net, doing a big grand number that sort of steals the show. So much like in live television, if you stumble, then you crash and burn. So we don't expect that to happen in Kerri-Anne's case, of course. I think if anyone can pull it off, Kerri-Anne will. But yes, she's set to make her debut and in that particular format, musical theatre, come November. So it'll be interesting to see how she does that one.
Yep. Pippin, of course, back in the day, John Farnham was in Pippin, and also Colleen Hewitt. So there you go.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
All right then, Jaden, listen, thanks very much, and we'll have a chat next week.
Catch you then.